Last week, my wife and I took our son, his wife, and their two kids out for lunch at a local cafeteria. Our daughter-in-law got the child's plate for the two kids. All went well as we ordered the rest of our meal. The children were well-behaved, and we found a table large enough for the six of us. We settled in, arranged our various plates and glasses, asked the blessing, and began to enjoy our meal. And that's when things began to fall apart. My grandson, Clayton, dug right into his meal, but not his sister, Christine. For some reason, nothing was right. She didn't want the chicken. She didn't want the green beans. She didn't even want the mashed potatoes and gravy, something she usually gobbles up without coming up for air. She began to fuss, then kick, then scream. And our son, Randy, tried to quiet her, but she wouldn't listen. He finally told her that if she kept it up, he would have to take her outside and spank her. It didn't faze her a bit. She got louder, began to bang her spoon on the high chair tray, and finally, after a few more quiet warnings, Randy and Christine went outside. When they returned, Christine told us that she was sorry, and she sat down and ate her food. As I watched this little drama being played out, I was reminded of the way that God deals with His children. In Proverbs chapter 6, we are told there are seven things the Lord hates, and pride is at the top of the list. The wrath of God and the mercy of God go hand in hand, and we can see these in operation in the way that God deals with us. With Randy and Christine, it was easy to see the love in Randy's heart for his daughter, but he was determined to deal with her rebellion. In the case of pride, it is evident that God has a steady, settled determination to help us overcome this sin that can devastate our lives. He conducts an unbending and never-ending warfare against it. Pride, the sin that has turned angels into devils. But God is faithfully at work in your life if you let Him. A proud heart can be so subtle. I invite you to echo the words of the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any hurtful way in me." For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.